This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared that he is sticking to his August 31st deadline for completing a risky airlift of Americans, endangered Afghans, and others seeking to escape Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. The decision defies allied leaders who want to give the evacuation more time, and it opens Biden to criticism that he caved to the Taliban deadline of demands. He said the Taliban are cooperating and security is holding despite a number of violent incidents, but it's a tenuous situation, he said, adding that we run a serious risk of it breaking down as time goes on. The United States in recent days has ramped up its airlift amid new reports of rights abuses that fuel concern about the fate of thousands of people who fear retribution from the Taliban and are trying to flee the country. The World Food Program needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus have left about 20 million people in need of support. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesman said on Tuesday that it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases of the so-called Havana Syndrome. U.S. officials take the reported incident of Havana Syndrome seriously, according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is VOA News. The U.S. top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday that the United States could get COVID-19 under control by early next year if vaccinations ramp up. He said in multiple television interviews in a White House press conference that the full Food and Drug Administration approval for the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine paves the way for more people to get inoculated, with potential approval for Moderna Inc.'s in the coming weeks and authorization for younger children by autumn. U.S. officials during the Tuesday press briefing also urged private employers and more state and local governments to require staff to get vaccinated in a bid to drive up vaccination rates. A few weeks into the new school year, growing numbers of U.S. districts have halted in-person learning or switched to hybrid models because of rapidly mounting coronavirus infections. More than 80 school districts or charter networks have closed or delayed in-person classes for at least one entire school in more than a dozen states. Others have sent home whole grade levels or asked half their students to stay home on hybrid schedules. The setbacks in mostly small rural districts that were among the first to return dampened hopes for a sustained widespread return to classrooms after 2 years of schooling disrupted by the pandemic. New daily coronavirus infections in Israel are approaching record levels despite the country's largely successful vaccination campaign and the recent rollout of the world's first widespread booster shot. The spread of the virus has been driven by a surge in the Delta variant, even among the vaccinated, and it sparked talk of crackdowns on gatherings ahead of the holiest days of the Jewish calendar. The government recorded 9,831 new cases on Monday alone. That's the highest single-day figure since January 18th, when 10,118 new cases were detected, Israel's record for the pandemic. In between, Israel led one of the world's fastest vaccination drives that seemed to turn the tide on the pandemic. The U.S. Supreme Court says the Biden administration likely violated federal law in trying to end a Trump-era program that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S. With three liberal justices in dissent, the High Court refused Tuesday to block a lower court ruling ordering the administration to reinstate the program. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.